Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. Hey, guys, I really hope that you are enjoying and sharing this free masterclass that I call my Wellness Masterclass. You all know I've got an online course on this by now. The Wellness Masterclass is an online course I previously sold for $100. I'm playing select sections of that audio for you here on The Brendan Show, but it won't be up forever. So download this episode, download every episode you see of this season right now, where I kicked it off with, you know, two episodes about coronavirus and dealing with the fear and learning how to focus and learning how to forecast your business or your life. And then I've gone into the Wellness Masterclass here, this 10 days of the podcast of The Brendan Show, dedicated to the Wellness Masterclass for you guys for free. Please download it on your phone because it won't be up forever. I just decided to give it free during this pandemic. So please download on your phone so it's there. Make sure you're subscribed, then download all these episodes. Also, share it while it's here for people for free. Please share it with your family or anyone who's struggling with the unknowns, the fear, the anxiety, the worry, the concern, but also just trying to get their health habits mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually together so they can face this long ride. So I hope that you will do that. Please share this episode with everyone you know. Also, if you would like the entire online course of the Wellness Masterclass for free for 14 days, go to hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com, hpxwellness.com. And that will give you free access to the whole course with the downloads, the journal prompts, the audios, and of course the videos to the entire Wellness Masterclass free for 14 days. My way of doing something during this crazy time of chaos to serve my audience, to be a leader, to help you set the tone for you and your family and those you love. You can go, you know, obviously get the course there for 14 days and, you know, binge watch the whole thing with your family instead of watching Netflix or Hulu or Disney. Do something that helps you grow as a family and better your wellness and your health. I hope that you will do that. Again, that's hpxwellness.com. And with that, let's jump into this next section of the Wellness Masterclass. Hey, it's Brendan, and welcome to day 6 of my Wellness Masterclass. In this one, it's a personal one for me. It's the most exciting one for me, and maybe the shortest one, but maybe the most important one. This is a conversation about how do you cultivate joy in your life? Because what is the most extreme and obvious outcome of you managing wellness well? Well, A, you have physical energy, sure, we could talk about health and wellness, but B, there's a joy, there's a vibrancy, there's a positive energy and emotion about you that other people are like, what's up with you? Why are you so happy? Why do you have so much fun? You must have some kind of secret because you're always good, right? And that to me is the essence of someone knowing how to cultivate real joy and positive emotion in their life. And this is for me, like I said, personal because, you know, when I was a young kid, I fell into clinical depression and I fell into suicidal thoughts. And what had happened for me, as many of you know, is I was in love with my high school sweetheart. We went to college together. We thought we were gonna get married. And then she cheated on me and went outside the relationship. And because my whole identity was in that relationship, I fell apart and became so miserable and felt so out of control and out of sorts and out of my life and that I started considering taking my life. And then I started planning for it. And as many of you know, I had a car accident that was completely unrelated to that, but it did threaten my life and it mortified me. It scared me so much. I said, no, I want to live life. I want to feel good. I felt like a reverence for life. I felt really blessed to still be alive. And so I wanted to learn how to enjoy life. And I know people who literally get in their 50s before they go, I realize that life is about enjoying it. I realize life is about having beautiful experiences. I realize life is about reverence and gratitude and appreciation. And sometimes it takes an accident or sometimes it takes another zero on your age. But I can share with you that if you aren't intentional about it, it doesn't happen. When we talk about joy psychologically, right, in the study of psychology and performance, which is kind of my area, what we often talk about is joy. There's kind of two kinds of joy. One joy is the instantaneous joy that you get because something just happens, right? The kid came in the room, they farted, it was hilarious, you took joy from it, right? Or maybe you didn't. But something happens and it cues a positive emotion. It's just instantaneous. You had nothing to do with it. You know, you were walking down the street, you noticed a flower or you noticed a kind gesture, it brought joy into your heart. It just happened. You didn't have to do anything for it, it just happened. It's a very reactive, instantaneous, very human joy. Oh my gosh, I love that. And there is a way that you can control for that a little bit, which is first, surround yourself with positive people, which I know you know is important and we're gonna take on in another session. But it's like, yeah, the more that you're around positive, outgoing, caring, thoughtful people, the more likely it is that joyous incidents will happen for you, right? Because they'll set it up, they'll structure it, they're positive, they're funny, good things happen, their good mojo makes you have good vibes, right? That's the stuff of life that just kind of happens to you sometimes. The people around you, the situations, they bring you joy. If you let that be the only way you get joy in life, life is going to be a very joyless journey. Joy should be something that you also strategically set up in your life, that you have intention and you structure for it so that it happens more, that you're like priming the pump, you're like laying the fields of possibility so that you experience it more. And I think it's so unfortunate that people don't do that. They literally go through the day hoping that something happens to make them feel good when they have within them every mechanism known to be able to have it themselves, to generate it themselves. The biggest lesson that I teach in all of my trainings that I ever had in my own life was this distinction of this metaphor that a power plant, that the power plant doesn't have energy, it generates energy. That what happens with the power plant is it takes energy from one form or one level, it transforms it into a higher level of service, stores it, and transmits it out into the world. And I think we're like that, human beings, that we can choose to take whatever energy is around us and transform it into positive energy if we choose to, and we set up the disciplined habits to make it so. Well, then how do we create the conditions in our life where our wellness is really punctuated by lots of moments of joy? Here's three big ideas for you that have really, really helped me and a lot of my big clients. Okay, number one is you have to, at the beginning of each day, ask, what can I do today that will bring me joy? I know that's so basic, but it's gotta be there. What can I do today that will bring me joy? I mean, what is it? Is it, okay, at 2 p.m., I'm gonna stop working, I'm gonna walk 6 blocks, I'm gonna go to Starbucks and get the caramel macchiato latte pumpkin spice latte thing, right? Is that moment gonna be a moment of pleasure that you bring into the day? Like, you literally plan for it. Because you know what? Then all morning, you're anticipating and you're excited about that chocolate caramel macchiato pumpkin thingy thing, right? It's like, when you schedule it and you think about it, that generates anticipation. And when it becomes something that happens, a different kind of pleasure and joy and gratitude comes into your life. It can be that simple. Or maybe you say, you know what, today, what's gonna bring me joy in my life is I'm gonna go to this person and I'm gonna say thank you. Or I'm gonna reach out to an old friend. Or I'm gonna call that person who I haven't talked to. Or I'm gonna do this task that really has nothing to do with my job, but you know, this particular task, I love doing it, so I'm gonna give my hobby 10 minutes today. I want you to know, I want you to know by 9 a.m. every day of your life from now on, what are you gonna do today that's gonna bring some joy? Like, what is it? I want you to know that. If you don't know that by 9 a.m. every day, it better be because you're sleeping until 10, and that's okay. But I want you to know within that first hour of your day, what will I do today to bring joy into my life? I promise it will change your life forever. The second big thing you can do is ask this type of question. Who could I surprise today? And I think this is such a powerful question. It's in my high performance planner because it takes you outside of yourself. A lot of joy is actually socially created and cultivated. So I want you to set the conditions for that. I want you every day of your life to think of surprising somebody. And it can be a small thing. It can be a small gesture. You leave a box of chocolates on their table. You send them a note that praises them for a project they've been working on. They didn't expect to get that recognition from you. It could be, you know, a simple phone call. It can be a prank on somebody. I do a lot of pranks myself personally, brings me tons of joy. Not the joy from doing the prank, the joy from watching their dumb reaction to the dumb prank. I love that. You gotta have something that creates a little bit of playfulness and silliness in your life, and surprise is a great way to access that. In fact, in a lot of psychological studies, joy is a result of the surprise. They get a surprise, they didn't anticipate, they like it, that's joy. So you gotta create those conditions, set up some surprises for some people in your life. Hey, y'all, let me jump into this episode real quick with something I usually don't do, which is kind of like a, I guess they call it a mid-roll ad or something. But I decided to do this right now because I'm literally at home working during this coronavirus pandemic. And it's really ignited a lot of questions from my community about how do I do that? You know, how am I thinking through my career? How am I thinking through building my personal brand and my online sales during a time in which, yeah, we're home? Like, how does my industry or my career or my approach to it function? And so what I want to let you know is, if you did not know, I do have a program for that. It's called the Influencer Business Program. And it's where I'm like teaching you, this is how I do everything. I teach you how to grow your personal brand, monetize content, launch campaigns, books, courses, webcasts, live webcasts, subscriptions. I mean, it's about basically how do you grow your audience and online sales faster, no matter where you are, no matter if you're starting or not, because clearly you've seen me do it, not just with the podcast, but with 300 million video views, 25 multi-million dollar online course launches, 3 New York Times bestsellers, 5 million fans on Facebook. I mean, you've seen the covers of the magazines and the chart-topping stuff and the you know, if you're on the email list of millions of email subscribers, or you've seen the social media posts from other influencers, you know, joining my masterminds and asking me how I do it all. It's like, I've been blessed with all of that. And I just feel like maybe this is the time that you learn to build your personal brand. That you finally get yourself up online and making real online sales, because, you know, I've been doing it for 14 years every day full time, and I've spent, you know, literally tens and tens of millions of dollars on figuring it out, on running ads, on learning which campaigns work, which ones don't, on starting from nothing, pushing every button myself, to finally growing it bigger and bigger and bigger. And people always want to know, what's your marketing strategy? What is the modern thought leader business model that can be, you know, built and monetized quickly? You know, how do you tell your story or build credibility? And how do you get people to buy from you? Or what should you sell? What should you not sell? Or how do you create great content or online curriculum that sells? Or, you know, what are funnels and launches and how do they work? And what should I do first, second, and third? And if you had to start over, Brendan, what were the four things you should do? Or what tools and systems you use? How do you get promotional partners? How do you do online challenges? How do you create lifelong fans? I mean, I'm just like literally sitting here thinking, this is what I do every day. And if you would like to get a 7-day crash course on that, and then even live monthly marketing training from me, that's what we now call my Influencer Business Program. And you can literally just go to influencerbusinessprogram.com and it'll take you to the page to learn about that. Now, it's for serious people only. Obviously, you hear me during this, this global sort of shutdown and pandemic with coronavirus, giving away one of my courses with the Wellness Masterclass. But this one's for serious players. There is a charge to it, obviously, where I go live every single month. And I also give you some of my best online training so that you can get, you know, your personal brand growing, grow that audience, make more online sales. So if you're into that type of thing, go to influencerbusinessprogram.com. Again, that's influencerbusinessprogram.com. All together, influencerbusinessprogram.com. And you can learn about the multiple membership levels. I kind of made it affordable if you want to do a monthly, or if you want to take the whole year, or you want the advanced pro program. You can learn all about that. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. My main message to this audience and everyone I'm talking to right now is if you have not done the work to get yourself online, if you feel like you're falling behind in the digital era, if you don't have recurring revenue every single day with some type of online sales, if you don't get the hint now, you're never going to get the hint. I mean, you need to do that now in this growing pandemic. I genuinely believe we are going to see such a disruption in the economy in the coming months. And those who, you know, have figured out pretty things to grow their, you know, Instagram, but never built the business model, never learned recurring revenue, never learned how to do real launches that bring in the real money that allows them to have the living, they're really going to struggle this year. We're going to see people who have, you know, no fans, no audience, no email list really struggle, but we're also going to see people who have no online sales really struggle, and we're really going to see people who have even millions of fans, but who never figured out the monetization, completely fall apart. So please go to influencerbusinessprogram.com if you are in this industry or you know it's time to build your personal brand and get those online sales going, because listen, the economy is going to be really difficult. But also, more importantly than that, listen, it's time to share your voice, to lead, to be a role model, to share your expertise, your life wisdom, your perspective about things with more people, because we need more leaders out there sharing positive messages of hope, of strength, of optimism for the future, because we will make it through this, and it will be the influencers and the voices out there sharing our thoughts, our wisdom, and our advice that will help carry and set the tone towards a better future. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. We'd love to see you in that program, influencerbusinessprogram.com. With that, let's jump back into the Wellness Masterclass. Number three, I want you to write two notes of appreciation every day. And when I say a note of appreciation, that note of appreciation can be to other people or it can be to yourself. I don't care. But appreciation is the soil in which joy sprouts faster. When I notice things, when I notice how she did a good job, when I notice I did what I said I was gonna do, when I notice I crossed that one finish line, and I share appreciation, and I specifically make it a note, I write it, that's like setting the foundation for greater joy, right? Like I said, appreciation is the soil for joy. And if I can deepen that bedrock of appreciation by every day writing down something that I appreciate about myself or about the world, it's huge. Now, I know in this day and time, everyone loves a gratitude journal, so I hope you have one. I hope you're doing it. That's really great. I think the issue with a lot of things for gratitude is people take gratitude for granted, and maybe they get to it once in a while. I'm asking you to do this every day, every single day. And you write the note of appreciation to yourself, meaning, like, if I was writing, I'd say, Brendan, good job finishing that project, man. I appreciate how hard you worked, how you said no to other things, how you stuck to your word and you committed it. Good job, dude. And I literally write that down. Like, I have a box of cards at home of notes of appreciation throughout my life, literally to myself, which, if that sounds really egoic and strange, I am rather strange. But it also kind of marks the moments of my life that were big, you know? And I love sending notes of appreciation to my family, my friend, my team, the people around me, randomly. I think it is just a component that changes people's lives. You know, one of the best things I do in my marriage and happens in my marriage is, you know, my wife and I both, we text each other all the time. Hey, wanna let you know I appreciate you. I love you. I know you're working out there hard. Hey, I know that it's been challenging lately. I really appreciate this. Or, hey, honey, I love you. Just like those little notes. Those happen every day. And I feel like so many people go so many days without feeling appreciated. And that's why joy isn't in their life. Even when something good happens, so many days lacked appreciation that the joy couldn't sprout. I think that's really important. Another huge, huge thing of joy you have to do is you have to have a special event planned twice a year. This is strategic. This is something you can do. This is tactical. I want a special event planned twice a year. That might mean for you, say, okay, we're gonna do a girls trip, you know, down to Mexico in March. And that's planned because the brain loves long-term anticipation too. And then when you go there, and they've done studies and happiness studies that anticipating it brings just as much joy and happiness as actually doing it. I love that. So I'd love for you to think about what's something I could do. And twice a year, it might be guys trip, girls trip, it might be date night, it might be something as simple as staycation. You and your spouse are gonna, that one Friday, you're gonna, you know, get the house like in order, but then you're gonna like hand off the kids to the babysitter and it's your house, that's your night, you're together. It's so important to have that. Then my other little favorite secret, because joy grows in appreciation, every day, I go back through weeks or months, sometimes years on my phone, and I swipe through all my memories. So all the photos that I've taken. One of the reasons people lack happiness or gratitude or joy in their life is they're always doing and not reflecting. It's always about the next thing. And they forgot where they came from. They're unwell inside because they feel unfulfilled because they're always chasing the next mountain. And they forgot all these beautiful moments that they've captured in the last 6 months, 6 years, decade. And so I want you to make it a practice every single day to do what I call a memory check. And a memory check is maybe that's your photo album. You flip back through that wedding album or the kids' albums or those times when you were growing up. I want you to every single day as a practice, scroll back through life for a moment and give a moment of because how many pictures do you have that make you laugh? I bet you have in your phone hundreds of them. You go back, oh my God, look at my kid. He's kissing the camel. Why is he kissing the camel? And you'll start laughing, right? Or you go back and you see that picture of that time you spilled something on yourself and they took the picture. You go back and you see that funny face you made with your friend in the picture. There's joy in your phone, but you haven't seen it in weeks or months or years, but it's there, it's available, and it gives you appreciation and joy. It's literally there in that device. Like I said earlier, that device can be a weapon of mass distraction, or you can use it to shape the person you want to be by those alarm reminders, and you can use it to shape the emotions you want to feel. I have in my phone, I have two folders in my phone. I've got a funnies folder, like funny pictures, right? Funny pictures. And then I have a beautiful moments album. And so depending on how I'm vibing or feeling that day, I go through those folders. And this is every day. I go through one of those folders. It's like if I'm like feeling in my heart and I'm just grateful for life, I often go to beautiful moments and I'll scroll through and it triggers those positive, joyful moments. You need to trigger those positive, joyful moments more often. Often when people are fighting in a marriage, what a marriage counselor will do is say, you know what? Tell me about the time that you fell in love with her. Like, why did you guys fall in love? And the marriage counselor will make them relive positive, beautiful moments in their relationship. And that literally in the moment can rekindle magic. In the moment that can like break off some of that conflict. In that moment, it can break off that calcification of fighting all the time. And they can remember, oh yeah, there is beauty between us. You need that. You need that every day. You can't count on the randomness of life to give you joy. You can't count on the randomness of the world to deliver it up as much as you deserve to feel it. So try some of these practices. Every day, within the first hour, you determine what will bring me joy today. What can I do that will bring me joy? Every day, send notes of appreciation. Every day, think of like what you can do long term and be planning a special event, a little something every day about a special event you can make happen. And every day, take a little tour through memory lane to remember and rekindle those beautiful moments that will set the soil for greater joy in your life. And I promise, my friend, it'll be one of the most powerful things you can ever do, because that's so many more tactical things than just saying, what am I grateful for? What am I grateful for? Because if you ever had a gratitude journal, you got tired of it. Isn't it true? You need more advanced things. These might sound like common sense, but they're not common practice. And if you'll just put them in your life, I'm telling you, there's so much greater emotion for you to feel, but you won't feel it by accident. So my friend, as I said throughout this entire course, get intentional, do these things as a discipline, and it will change your life. So I hope you enjoyed this session. Can you do me a huge favor for this community? In this section here, would you please go into our community and actually write down what you're going to do to experience more joy? Because you heard it from my standpoint, but I know you've probably got practices in your own life, your emotional life, your spiritual life that you do, maybe with your spouse or your partner or with the kids. Like if you got kids, How do you create positive emotion with those kids? Like, what do you do to keep everyone happy and joyful? If you've got a spouse, an amazing marriage, share your secrets to happiness and joy there. If you've got a job that you just brings you to life, how do you keep that going? I think you're gonna learn a lot from this community about how to cultivate joy well beyond what we did in this session. It's why I said it's one of our shorter sessions. I wanna give you those tactics, but I also want you to spend the time right here, today, now, to really engage the community and go and add, how do you cultivate joy? Like, what brings you the greatest joy? What are your practices and habits for that? And I think if you all do that, like literally right now, when I finish this video, just hop in the community and go, this brings me joy. This is how I create joy. It will be such a burst of joy in the world. We'll have this big energetic shift, just us. We can create that as a community right now. Let's shift some of the energy of the universe by everybody right now, tapping into joy and sharing some in the community. I know you'll love it, so pause me right now and go do that. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this special section of the Wellness Masterclass. I'm hoping that you'll just share this with your friends, your family, your loved ones, people who you really care about right now in this time of crisis. Again, if you'd like to actually access the entire course, my entire Wellness Masterclass course, I'm giving it away free to our global community right now, to anyone who goes to hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. And you can access the entire Wellness Masterclass, all the videos, all the tools, all the resources, the entire course that we charged $100 or $200 for in the past for free as part of our 7-day free trial into our courses program. You know, it's a program where every single month I release 2 new personal and professional development courses for that community every single month. It's the most comprehensive courses program in personal development. A lot of people call it the Netflix of personal development. And I would love for you to check it out. And we're doing that by giving you away the Wellness Masterclass right now for our global community for free at hpxwellness.com. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll give another section tomorrow. In the meantime, share this with everybody you love. Take care of yourself. Choose to protect your health. Care deeply about your mind, body, your spirit right now. During these times, maintain your emotional center. Remember, you get to choose your focus and your thoughts right now. You get to set the emotional tone for your family, for your friends, for your team, for your community. Right now, how you show up really matters. So care for your health. Be a person who is positive out there. Take care of others. You can choose high performance today. You can choose to go beyond ordinary, and you can still be extraordinary even in times of crisis. So do that, my friends. Thanks for listening to The Brendon Show. Please share this episode around the world for me. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, my friend, I'm jumping in here with one last message to you that we've bolted on here to this Wellness Masterclass because it's just timing. You know, everybody is asking me how I run my career. How do I generate online sales? How do I build the real business? I mean, how am I getting my personal brand out there? How am I thinking through this industry during this time right now? And so if you're somebody who's wanted to share your voice and you've known you needed to monetize your content online, you've known you need to grow your following, you know that for security through this modern economy and what we're gonna face this year, you need to generate recurring revenue, you need to get some online digital content out there, and you don't wanna get left behind in what is obviously becoming a greater and greater digital economy. You need to be out there. And if I can serve you with that, here's how I do it. Go to influencerbusinessprogram.com. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. And that will take you to my membership levels in the Influencer Business Program, where I help you understand, how do you grow your personal brand? How do you create and monetize content? What should you be doing with live casts or launches or subscriptions right now? How do you grow your audience and online sales faster? We have 3 different member levels, and I'm here to tell you, as you are certainly listening to my voice right at this moment, why can't that be your voice? Why can't you be the person sharing positivity, hope, guidance, strength, optimism out in the world right now, so that we can help people face the chaos with a little bit more confidence, with a little bit more authenticity and vulnerability, but also personal power? Why can't you take anything you've learned in your whole life about career or business or wellness or health or just living a good life, being a good parent, you know, chasing your dreams. Why can't you take that advice, structure it, build a personal brand around it, build some online digital content around it, sell it, get recurring revenue, and build something that not only carries you through with digital sales through this scary economy, but more importantly, sets you up to share your voice and make a difference at a time when it matters more than ever. You clearly hear I'm passionate about this. So go to influencerbusinessprogram.com right now. That's influencerbusinessprogram.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this.
They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.